Apocalyptic Night Before Christmas by John and Jesse March, adapted from Clement Clark Moore's The Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my horrified eyes should appear but a broken-down sleigh and 8 rotting reindeer.
With a little old driver, not lively nor quick, I knew in a moment he must be quite sick. More rabid than werewolves, his coursers they came, and he moaned and gurgled and called them by name.
Dead Dasher, Dead Dancer, Dead Prancer and Vixen.
Oh Comet, oh Cupid, oh no, Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now run away, run away, run away, all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the dead reindeer they flew, with the sleigh full of brains, and undead Nicholas too.
And then in a shuffling I heard on the roof, the pacing and pawing of each necrotic hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney zombie Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all decrepit in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with blood and with soot. A bundle of limbs he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they wandered, his dimples, how sagging, his cheeks were like blisters, his foot was so dragging. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a knot, and the beard of his chin was as red as a clot.
The burning stump of a hand he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he moaned like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right rotten old elf, and I screamed when I saw him in spite of myself. A twitch of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I was soon to be dead.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and eating a finger to show he was dead, and giving a nod, he bit at my head.
His hunger was sated, and he sprang to his sleigh. To his team gave a whistle, and they all limped away. Then I heard a foul voice exclaim, ere they shambled out of sight,
"Zombie Christmas to all, and to all.
Oh,